When they were introduced, he made a witticism, hoping to be liked. She laughed extremely hard, hoping to be liked. Then each drove home alone, staring straight ahead, with the very same twist to their faces. The man who'd introduced them didn't much like either of them, though he acted as if he did, anxious as he was to preserve good relations at all times. One never knew, after all, now did one.
Hachette Audio presents Brief Interviews with Hideous Men by David Foster Wallace. Read by the author. With Bobby Cannavale, Michael Cerveris, Josh Charles, Will Forte, Malcolm Goodwin, John Krasinski, Christopher Maloney, Chris Messina, Max Minghella, Dennis O'Hare, Lou Taylor Pucci, Ben Shankman, Joey Slotnick, and Corey Stoll. Death is not the end.
The 56-year-old American poet, a Nobel laureate, a poet known in American literary circles as the poet's poet, or sometimes simply the poet, lay outside on the deck, bare-chested, moderately overweight, in a partially reclined deck chair, in the sun, reading, half supine, moderately but not severely overweight, winner of 2 National Book Awards, an American Book Critics Circle Award, a Lamont Prize, 2 grants from the National Endowments for the Arts, a Prix de Rome, a Lannan Foundation Fellowship, a McDowell.